A little bit of a typo there. Our sermon is based on a reading from Luke 2, verses 8 through 20, and not, I get my numbers mixed up sometimes, but anyway. So it's familiar to all of us. It says, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Thank you, God, for the angel messengers you've sent in the past. We look forward to our own angelic encounters because we know they're still out there. All during Advent, we have looked at the way angels impacted the Christmas story, making earth-shattering announcements both live and in a dream to Zechariah, Mary, and Joseph. These were all singular one-on-one meetings with the angel agent coming to a particular person with a particular message to people going about their ordinary lives, doing their ordinary things, never dreaming how dramatically their lives were about to change. And then an angel appeared. Now we come to the best angelic display of all. Zechariah and Mary and Joseph saw only one angel. That was spectacular enough. But the shepherds are privileged to see not just one angel, but a whole host, a whole multitude of angels. And that was even more spectacular. I bet it was like a Broadway showstopper where the performers do a perfectly choreographed number and sing a robust song with gusto to a delighted audience. The angels' audience was a grubby group of shepherds camping out in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep, watching the watches of the night. If you were to ask people then, who do you think should be the first to be told of the birth of the Messiah? They might say, well, the most important people, of course, the rulers and the religious leaders and the well-off. They deserve to be told first. But instead, God sent the angelic announcers to shepherds, who were considered in those days as the lowest of the lows. They were the total antithesis of the important and well-off. Uneducated and overexploited, shepherds were not held in high esteem. The Pharisees classed them with tax collectors and prostitutes, people who were sinners by virtue of their occupation. Some of the stereotypes about shepherds were that they were dirty, thieving, and irreligious. Shepherds were not allowed to testify in court because people considered them untrustworthy. What was God thinking, making shepherds the first recipients of the birth announcement of Jesus, the Messiah? God was thinking, things are going to be different. Now, with the advent of God's own Son, the world would be turned upside down. The last would be first. The first would be last. The disrespected and distanced would be respected and welcome and drawn near along with everyone else. God was sending the Messiah to make all things new. So why shouldn't shepherds be the first to learn that the status quo that kept them confined to criticism and contained in disdain was about to be disrupted? The angels were very emphatic about their announcement. I am bringing you good news, the first angel said. It's for all the people, but I'm telling you first. To you this day is born the Messiah, the Lord. You will find the child lying in a manger. This is wonderful news for everyone, and it's especially wonderful news for you. As the awestruck shepherds watched, the angels danced and they sang a new song, giving a new reassurance to the sheepkeepers' lonely hearts. peace on earth, goodwill to all whom God favors. The shepherds were favored now. God had sent the angels to include them, to let them know their time of separation and dismissal was over. Yes, shepherds, things are going to be different now. Don't ever let anyone tell you God doesn't see you and God doesn't care for you as tenderly as you care for the sheep you watch over. Don't ever let anyone tell you you belong on the fringes of the goodness of life and that's just where you should stay. You are favored just as much as Mary was favored. Don't ever let anyone tell you you don't deserve this or any blessing. This Christmas message is still being caroled and carried all over the world, a message proclaiming the outcasts are now welcome into the fold of God's love, a message proclaiming that the disregarded and the overlooked are now watched over with love and mercy and kindness from on high. For those who have been told they don't belong, to those children of God whom others dare declare to be garbage or criminal or illegal, to those children of God whom other people deem unwanted and unloved, the Christmas message says no. This Savior, Christ the Lord, has come especially to reach out and to touch the untouchable, to love the unlovable, to welcome in the unwelcomed. The Messiah found out firsthand what it was like to be a refugee, to be an outcast, to be a fugitive on the run, to come to a border and wonder if he would be let into another country or kicked out in an icy attempt to purge a place of undesirables. Jesus was not sent to walk and wallow among the elite and the aloof. He was not born in a palace and pampered. He lay in a manger, and yet he managed to bring light, hope, peace, joy, and love into that natal cave. His first visitors were not the Magi, the kings from the east. It was the shepherds who first flocked from the fields where David himself once watched his own sheep, and they went into the city of David, the house of bread, where the bread of life had been born. The shepherds discerned and acknowledged that their vision came to them from the Lord himself, and thus it was an A-list invitation, especially for them. See, angels come to ordinary people, even people deemed less than ordinary, shepherds even, you even, buoyed by their unexpected inclusion in God's good plan for all humankind. The shepherds went to Bethlehem, even though there would have been some people there who challenged them, who may have stopped them and said, "What do you think you're doing, walking around here like you belong here or something? Where are you going? Where's your ID? Where's your green card?" Anyone who tried to stop them would have been pushed aside. These shepherds were on a mission to find out for themselves that God speaks truth. Where society worked hard to exclude them, God explicitly included them for once. You don't forget something like that. The scripture says after their first visit to the child, the shepherds were so excited they went around telling everyone about what they had seen. Remember I said shepherds were considered untrustworthy, that they could not be called to testify or witness in a court of law. Nobody was obligated or expected to believe them. But now, after meeting angels and meeting the Messiah, they testified and witnessed to what they had seen. Now, instead of being skeptical, people who heard them were amazed that these uneducated Cretans could articulate a world-changing story so clearly and convincingly. The shepherds went back to their field, back to their flocks, but they were not the same, and they would never be the same again. They were blessed and favored, and they believed. As we close out Advent and look forward to the day we celebrate Christ's birth, we reflect on the lessons we've learned from Zechariah's meeting with the angel. Don't try to talk back to the angel. Don't try to argue with the angel. Please don't try to tell the angel God can't use you. Listen to the angel. We learned from Mary's encounter to expect a miracle. To give the angel a chance to speak, he or she will explain exactly what we need to know and exactly what we need to do. And we learn to trust God and be willing to be used by God. The Spirit God puts upon us will help us endure whatever obstacles might arise. We learn from Joseph that when the angel says, go, get up and go. Be brave and obedient. The shepherds learned the same thing, that they had to go to Bethlehem right away and see the babe for themselves. They showed us that we shouldn't hesitate when we're sent forth. We also learn to stand up for the vulnerable and downtrodden, the people who are being pushed aside, pushed around, forced to flee, told to get out, told you don't belong. We don't and won't believe you. Before the advent of Christ into the world, the shepherds and many others, even today, were often told God's message of acceptance and welcome didn't or doesn't include them. But the angels say it does. So sing with the angels. Don't ever let anyone say you're not worthy of an angel visit or not worthy of being in the presence of God. The shepherds believed what the angels sang, that the birth of this child was great news for all people, even them. The angels came to the shepherd because they were worth the visit. When your angel comes to you, you know it's because you're worth the visit. And what is the most important thing we learn from the angels of Christmas? You know what I'm going to say next, so say it with me. Don't be afraid. Let us pray. Indeed, God, the birth of the Messiah is good news of great joy for all people. In the past, the shepherds were neglected. In our present day, there are others who are deemed unworthy and untouchable and who are excluded. Let the message of the angels resound loud and clear forevermore that you, through your Son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ our Lord, you are calling all of us to kneel beside the manger and accept your gifts of peace, love, hope, and joy, all wrapped up in the babe who grew up to be our Savior and our Redeemer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Thank you for the Christ you have sent us. Amen.
Praise the great I am. tonight.